Depends on the size.
Oh, okay.
Pails are smaller than buckets.
About how big is a pail?
A pail is up to about
a foot in diameter.
And maybe a gallon or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bucket can go up to 5-10 gallons.
Oh, okay. And a pail is usually made out of what?
Usually tin, galvanized metal.
And a bucket can be made out of?
It can be made out of wood or it can be made out of metal.
Okay. The thing that you use to wash the dishes is called a...
In this case, it's a dishwasher.
But the cloth that you would use to...
Dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
or dish rag.
Okay. Which would you say?
Probably rag.
Okay. And you dry off the dishes with a...
Towel.
And what would you call something that people dry off with?
Also a towel.
Okay. And what do you use to wash the dishes?
Soap.
And?
Water.
Uh-huh. And the water comes out of a...
Faucet.
Are there other words for that?
Spigot.
But would you use spigot?
No. Spigot is usually, the way I see it, outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like the faucet that's on the outside of your house, you put the garden hose onto.
Okay.
Can be called a spigot. But
great.
I've always called it a faucet.
Okay. The thing that you heat water in for tea is called?
Teapot.
Or other words?
I don't know.
There's a word that starts with a K.
Or kettle.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you cook eggs in has a handle?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for frying pan that you know?
Skillet.
Would you use the word skillet?
Yeah, it depends. Again, a skillet is larger than a frying pan.
Is it of a different material than a frying pan?
Usually, but that would be a cast iron skillet.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a cast iron frying pan.
Right. I've never heard of one. have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp that's made out of like a bottle with some flammable liquid in it and a rag?
A lamp?
Yeah, some kind of... You ever heard of a flambeau?
Hmm?
A flambeau?
No.
Okay. How about a pine torch?
A pine torch? No.
Okay. What would you use in a lamp to burn?
Oil?
Uh-huh, or?
Kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
Coal oil?
Mm-hmm. And, okay, this is sort of changing the subject, but a bed that's on the floor is called a?
Pallet?
Mm-hmm. Other words for that?
No.
Okay. Here's something that you probably won't know, but I'll give it to you anyway. A range blanket or a heavy bed cover?
Comforter.
Okay. You've never heard of a Sugan?
No.
Okay. What covers a pillow?
A pillowcase.
Okay. And the things that you change when the lights go out?
Light bulbs.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on?
TV.
And what's the full-length version of that?
Television.
Uh-huh. And in the kitchen, or when you're cooking a barbecue, you want to put on a?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for that?
No.
Okay. When it's cold outside, you want to put on your?
Coat.
Mm-hmm. And what's a cloth that you use to blow your nose?
A handkerchief.
Now, there's another kind of thing that you use to wipe the sweat off your
brow. A bandana.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for bandana?
No, they're used as handkerchiefs, though.
Could you call a bandana a handkerchief?